This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now we have a few more stories from Corvallis and its startup culture. We told you a little bit about Oregon State's Advantage Accelerator Program, where students, faculty, and community members learn to turn their ideas into businesses. We met with a grad student who's in the second stage of the three-step program. Her name is Ashley Ellenson, and she's designing an app called SurfOR, but that's not why she ended up in Corvallis.
I came to Corvallis because I was attracted to their coastal engineering program. There's not a lot of coastal engineering programs in the country, and this was one of a handful in a state that I wanted to live in. My project last year was looking specifically at really large wave events to determine what's the biggest type of wave that a wave energy converter would see to mitigate vulnerability. And I was interested in doing this because I'm a surfer. I wanted to basically just create a surf forecasting app for my friends. There's a need here to actually assess what the conditions are that's more accurate. The national wave forecasting, like the big wave forecasting companies, don't do a great job here at the Oregon coast. And I could see that as a surfer. And I was like, well, I have a solution and I've been working on it as research. I came to the first program of the Accelerate program, which is called Iterate. And so that's to see if you have a good match with the problem and what you think your solution would be. And since I kind of came in knowing what the problem is and knowing the solution from both angles, it was a pretty quick to make that match. Yeah. And so now I'm basically trying to bring my research to market, which is really exciting. A lot of people are just starting to surf, don't understand how the wind will interact with the waves, will interact with the different swell directions, will interact with the beach. So if you're a new surfer, the idea behind my product is that it could be simple enough that you could understand the conditions and know when you want to go out just by looking at it at a glance. Or if you're more advanced or want to learn to become more advanced, you can kind of peel back the layers and see, oh, what's underneath of it? What are these different ingredients that would make for a really good surf session? Because here in Oregon, the conditions are really hit and miss. It's been a really cool experience kind of unlearning my engineering brain. So I'm such a systems-based and objectives-oriented person. So understanding that, you know, doing these interviews, and having people go off on tangents, and I'm like, wait, you're not sticking to the script. And kind of dealing with that uncertainty and being okay with the different answers that I would get from people and pulling all of that information in and then filtering it into something that would become useful for my product. So the accelerator really taught me how to do, say, customer discovery, or how much value are you adding within each step of the way? Where do I sit in that? Is it worth it for me to be here? Am I actually adding enough value that I can reap the benefit of it? I want to try this. I want to do it. It's a really good time to do it. And I'm a grad student. I'm used to being really poor. Right. So like making money is not the top priority for me, but trying to create something and not being beholden to anybody else except for myself and my customers is exactly what I want to do. It's freedom, essentially.
Okay. So that's one business model. Another that the people at the Advantage Accelerator love to talk about is Benny Ogeri's. He started Benny's Donuts, a donut shop in town, and that's where we met up with him. It's done so well that he's opening a new restaurant next door, but the story of how he got started involves a college campus, late nights, and it's pretty amazing, so we're going to let him tell it.
I was a senior with a Bachelor of Science in Geology from local Oregon State, and I realized my senior year I didn't want to do geology, so I was added a double degree in Business Innovation Management. I think I had like $3,000 of student loan left. I took $2,000 of that and totally invested it in my startup. That got me a fryer, a sublease of a kitchen. I had enough ingredients for 2,000 donuts for the first week of soft launch. So we set up the website so you could order donuts to your door in three clicks. First night, Tuesday night, I had enough for 2,000 donuts for the week, remember? Within an hour of the first night, we had sold all 2,000 donuts, had to shut the website down because it was so much traffic. We're like, we got to upgrade the servers. Like, we thought it was horrible, though. Like, it seemed to me at the time, I was like, the business is imploding. This is horrible. My rule of thumb is everything takes 3 days. If something starts, it takes 3 days to peak, right? And if something's bad, it takes 3 days to get to its worst. So by Thursday, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Wednesday was like another hour. I was like, oh, it's closing it after an hour. So Thursday, we went through 2,400 donuts in 9 minutes because the instantaneous website, you can just order like, and you refresh and it's like 55 orders. You know, you're soft launching, so you're taking a risk. Like, this is the jumping, and I jumped over a canyon and landed on, like, a field of donuts. It kind of validated this, like, whole business model that I spent 6 months making. I went from $2,000 investment to, by April, we had six figures in sales. And then it was like, okay, what is our goal? Where are we going with this? It was just the fastest growth imaginable. And so we took all that money, a Business Oregon loan of 20 grand, and me and my new partner at this time, Niall, we did the entire build out of this restaurant ourselves. So we were able to really cut costs. The tables, the bookshelves, the bar, everything you see is, it's local wood because we're poor and resourceful, and it just came out really good. And it creates this like industrial feel where we kind of focused on how can we get somebody walking by and make them backpedal and turn in. I call it like donutting, where you're like in a new city, you're past a donut shop, you backpedal a little bit because you got to try those donuts. And so essentially it became this like big city vibes in small town Corvallis. September, we opened the storefront. We grew by 602% in the first month of opening. And we've had about 4 or 5% growth consistently each month since opening. I didn't heed my own advice when I opened the storefront. I didn't plan for the worst, and then the worst happened. Like, line out the door for like a month, which is great. Like, I love lines. Don't get me wrong, I love lines. But no matter how good you can make it look to your customers, it feels like on the back end. I always say, like, the employee can look over the shoulder and there's the assistant manager or the shift lead. The assistant manager can look over the shoulder and they see the general manager. The general manager looks over her shoulder when there's a problem and they see you. And when you look over your shoulder to solve a problem, there is nobody.